Tony's going to share now. Bill Gault is going to share at the end of the service. But Tony, go ahead and share us. Introduce who you are and who you might be kin to that other people might know, and then tell your story, buddy.
Well, I'm known as Stevie's dad or Levi's dad wherever I go, and that's an honor. I got blessed with two great kids and beautiful wife, so yeah, it's a great to be known as Stevie or Levi's dad. Stevie used to be McGeevy and Levi McGeevy. So, when this happened a few months ago, weeks ago, Sam shared about giving our story or telling our story, and I was just like, I've never heard somebody preach a sermon like it was powerful to me, and in my mind was going with a little bit of this story like it was supposed to happen. And a few weeks later, I was asked to speak at where we play sometimes for Cowboy Church out the Prairie Rose, and I said, well, I'm not a speaker, I'm a player. But she said, well, if you could keep it under 20 minutes, and I said, I'll be lucky to get it over five. But it's like just two nights later, I was woke in the middle of the night with Holy Spirit downloading stuff to say. So it was incredible to be prepared for that. So thanks, Sam. And then Sam texted me the other day, can you speak at church? And I said, Lord, help me. And Sam said he will. So when I was a kid, and yeah, Levi, I was a kid once. I know it was eons ago, but there was a lot of different influences in my life, a lot of them not good. We attended like some independent Christian churches. My mom started then going to the Herbert W. Armstrong, the Seventh-day Church of God. My dad didn't go to church. Had uncles that were, some of them were great, a couple of them were great influences, a couple of them were beer drinkers and hell raisers. So I grew up as a Cowboys kid with all those influences. And I grew up thinking that God was like Thor, you know, with the hammer ready to smash people. Not just as a cartoon, but as a serious thing, you know. So you grow up feeling like guilt and condemnation. And when I was about 18 years old, one of those uncles and a cousin I was real close to, there was something different about their Christianity, a love. And I never knew that God was love. So I started seeing that, actually reading a New Testament in real English instead of King James, which I don't speak. And it was a powerful thing. So I felt myself compelled at visiting their little church out in the country to go forward and accept Christ when I was about 18. Actually went on to go to Bible college a year or two, and then went off into various things as a musician, which some were good and some were not. I've always been in love with the guitar, you know, what it can say and what it can do, the expression of it. And it took many years, I think, for Christ to show me what he wanted to see with that. As I told Sam when we started coming here, I was become a student of the Psalms because I'd wanted to know who God really was. And somebody told me, if you want to know who God really is, read the Psalms. So you start reading those, and it says God is loving and compassionate and forgiving. He's not sitting there. He wants all to be saved. So one time, just a couple years ago, Elaine was taking care of her mother in Arizona. She had cancer, and I flew down to see her. And I've got this notorious hate or fear of flying. As much as I've done it, it's never gone away. So I would always bury my face in a book. And unfortunately, I'd read all my Louis L'Amour Westerns. I had nothing else to read. So we'd gotten a book by Joseph Prince in the mail. So I said, okay, I'll read this. And it was about how this life is not about us. It's not about what we've done or not done or should have done it. Or what we have to do, it's about what Jesus did. And I started studying about God's grace, and he didn't just say, I did this or did this. He was continually pointing people to Jesus and his grace. And so by the time that plane came down, there was a big, even after 40 years of trying to learn about God, there was something new, really big, about how powerful grace is. And so the song Amazing Grace, all of a sudden, as old as and common as that song is, had a new powerful meaning. So if I had my guitar, it would start playing. It would start happening. But this life became to me not about what I can do or what I have to do. It says in Romans that, why do you want to burden yourselves? Don't eat this, don't eat that, do this, don't do that. You know, it's about what Jesus did for us. And if we can learn to turn that over to him and realize it's about his grace, then all of a sudden we want to do those things. I know there was a change in my life. When I was a kid, I was a snot. I was a royal rotten snot, not just a kid who'd made sins, but I was a royal rotten snot. And after, I know that you can look back and see there was a change when I was 18 of what I wanted to do and what I wanted to become mixed in, you know, with what the world wants us to become. But as you grow, if you seek God, I believe you'll find him. It says that in the Bible. If you seek him, you'll find him. He wants us to seek him. He wants all to be saved, but he wants us to seek him, and sooner or later you will find him, and you'll find him more and more and become closer and closer. I believe that that is true. And so he can change a lot of things in your life. Some of them he might change instantly, miraculously. Others he might take a long time because we're hard of heart or hard of understanding. But he wants us to seek him in spirit and truth. That takes a lifetime, I think, to understand it. He looks everything differently than we do. But it's such a load off of your, it's such a change off of your heart when you say, okay, it's not about me. I don't have to do this or do that. It's not a religion. It's that God's grace is so powerful that we don't have to have that burden anymore. Now when we want to seek him, we start learning those things and realizing that he's patient and kind and loving to forgive. That's the change. So the things that come from my guitar are things I don't know how to say. So I hope that they reflect the love of Jesus, and that the words that I say, they have to come from him, because I'm not a word person, but just I praise him and thank him. That's what it's about.
That's awesome. Good.